This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Legislation is moving through the Missouri Senate that would strictly limit where electronic benefits transfer, or EBT cards, can be used in the state. Marshall Griffin has details.
GOP Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit is sponsoring the bill. He says a new federal law that just took effect will ban EBT card use in casinos, liquor stores, and adult entertainment venues.
We're taking that federal law, putting it into state statute, but we're also adding a few places, amusement parks, entertainment events, athletic events, to purchase alcohol, tobacco, lottery tickets.
The bill is the result of an agreement between Krause and Democrat Maria Chappelle Nadal of St. Louis County. She had blocked a bill last year that Krause sponsored that would have placed the photos of the people EBT cards are issued to onto the cards. This year's bill is awaiting a Senate committee vote. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The head of the Missouri Senate is denying reports from some conservative bloggers that top Republicans are planning an about-face on Medicaid expansion. In particular, Red State published a report yesterday that Senators Tom Dempsey and Mike Parson were backing a so-called shell bill that would be used to add Medicaid expansion to next year's state budget. Dempsey denies that report.
For my part, no. There's no truth in those rumors at all. My opposition to Obamacare has been consistent and unwavering.
Responded via Twitter, saying in part, "Don't be a lemming. Just because some idiot posts on his blog that I sponsored a bill doesn't make it so." End quote. He says he wants Washington to instead use block grants to allow states the flexibility to craft their own health care solutions instead of having one overarching federal health care system. A lawsuit has been filed in the Missouri boot heel, accusing the state of wrongfully requiring digital copies of vital records. The plaintiff, Eric Griffin of Stoddard County, was seeking a conceal and carry endorsement. He says officials at his local license fee office told him that in order to receive it, his application, birth certificate, and residency documents would have to be digitally scanned and stored by the State Department of Revenue. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder says any license fee office that makes that demand is breaking the law.
The legislature faced an option 10 years ago on passage of the right to carry law. Will we have a may issue law or will we have a shall issue law? Ours is a shall issue. It's a mandate.
Also yesterday, a Stoddard County Circuit judge issued a restraining order blocking the local license fee office there from scanning documents of conceal and carry applicants. A spokesman for the Department of Revenue says the agency is following the law. The University of Missouri will conduct a nationwide search for a new dean of the graduate school this fall as the current dean leaves for another school. MU Graduate School Dean George Justice is resigning effective June 1st. Graduate school faculty member Lee Wilkins believes MU can handle the change.
I think change is always both an opportunity and a difficulty, and there's no university in the country that isn't facing that right now.
Justice will be taking the position of Dean for Humanities in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University. MU is starting an accelerated internal search for an interim dean. Classes at Westminster College's new campus in Mesa, Arizona, are scheduled to begin this fall. The new campus has been accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Westminster College spokesperson Rob Krause says this new campus will benefit the college's Fulton students.
There will be students here in Fulton that will go do internships or take courses in Mesa, and that we will have Mesa students that will choose to take courses and internship here in mid-Missouri.
Krause says Westminster will be the only private liberal art college in the state of Arizona. The student capacity for the Westminster at Mesa campus has yet to be determined. Former Missouri Congressman Ike Skelton heads to the University of Missouri campus tomorrow to address aspiring politicians and other students in the Truman School of Public Affairs. Skelton, a Democrat, spent 34 years in the U.S. House. He chaired the House Armed Services Committee from 2007 through 2010. Columbia City officials are considering upcoming improvements and funding for the Columbia Regional Airport. The airport was a focal point for the discussion at last night's City Council meeting in Columbia. Council members heard from Mayor Bob McDavid on proposed improvements to the airport and what those changes might mean for the city. A possible new terminal and funding for an air traffic control tower are two possible changes under consideration. Councilmember Barbara Hoppe says she has learned from her experience on the council that without a good plan, there's less room to take full advantage of opportunities as they arise.
I think the point that the mayor and the city manager made that was important is that once you start the planning process, then you can take advantage of funding and other things that become available to actually carry the plan forward.
Functionability was a key word used by Councilmember Laura Nauzer. She was referring to the changes being made to the Columbia Regional Airport and what the future might hold for airport travelers.
We need to build an airport that is functional and looks good, but we don't need to build something extremely extravagant. We need functionability, and that way we can grow into our airport.
Nauzer says she wants the airport to continue to grow as the city does, but she says airport plans must go forward cautiously. Over the next few city meetings, decisions will be made and plans will be drawn up to help decide the future of the airport. A Missouri Senate committee has unanimously passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would expand the state constitution's right to bear arms. In addition to affirming the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, the measure would require the state to defend any infringement of that right and would include using a firearm to defend one's family as a guaranteed constitutional right. Democrat Jason Holzman of Kansas City sits on the committee that approved the resolution.
The arms of 1776 are certainly not the arms of 2013. For my role in this, the issue is rather the people can vote on this determination, and I am a fan of letting the people decide, and so I voted yes to give them that option.
If approved by both the Senate and House, it would go before Missouri voters in November of 2014. The former president of Ireland comes to Columbia today to discuss a global human rights campaign. Mary Robinson was Ireland's first female president and led the country from 1990 to 1997. She then spent 5 years as the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner. Robinson will speak at 7:30 tonight at Columbia College's Lawner Auditorium as part of the school's annual Schiffman Ethics in Society lecture. The free event is open to the public and tickets are not required. Previous speakers in the ethics lecture series included actor Edward James Olmos and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.